Did you know that Can We Be Real's first birthday is coming up in the middle of May? And we wanted to say thank you so much for being a part of this podcast. And also, there's a birthday present that you can give to us, and it's absolutely free. You know that follow button on either Apple or Spotify? 63% of the audience who listens to this podcast have not hit that button yet on either of those platforms. And our goal is to get that down to 50% so that we have at least 50% of our audience who have hit follow on either Apple or Spotify. This helps us move up the charts. It helps us to grow, which means we can invest more money in making this podcast even bigger and better in our second year. So if you can help us reach our goal of 50% of the audience, that's another 13% of you who listen right now hitting that follow button on Apple or Spotify to help us to continue to grow. That would be the best first birthday present ever.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello?
I feel like Pepsi's a really bad choice to be drinking mid.
I know.
Because I'm Carl Stephan over it.
Are you?
Are you not?
No, I'm not too bad. It's not as burpy as Coke. So are you having to suppress a few burps over there like Carl?
Yeah, a steak.
Carlos, yeah. Don't you think when you watch the Today Show, he always looks like he's just suppressing a big
under
burp.
His
yeah, like he's
Roger
just,
David suit.
Yeah, like he's just had a big steak with a mushroom sauce in the ads. He just... It just always looks like that. And I always feel like that when I'm... Oh, sorry. Excuse me. Pardon. Excuse I.
Yeah.
Got the hand on the leg like that. The backwards hand on the thigh like that.
What is the backwards hand on the thigh? Is that a blokey thing?
Bloody
what?
Brisbane blokey.
Brisbane blokey. What does it mean?
Oh, it just means...
You know what it is? It's you putting your...
Having a yarn.
It's you... It's taking up space.
Is it? Is it making yourself a bit bigger?
It's man spreading with your elbow.
It is, isn't it? I'm man spreading with my elbow. I'm just... Oh, excuse I. Yeah. Are you saying I, are you? Excuse I. And you're patting your chest a bit like... Oh, I could have a heart attack, but I'll tough it out. Look, let's talk fiscal policy, champ.
Yeah, it's always when you got Mark Boris on.
Yeah, all right, Tiger. Let's, pardon me. Oh, I just farted.
But you shouldn't drink. Anyone who's trying to learn how to do a podcast, don't drink fizzy drinks when you're trying to do a podcast. Not a good idea. And have a cheese board. Cheese and
what's wrong with a cheese board? It's not going to bloody kill anyone.
You've got two cheese boards here.
If Carl can have a bloody
steak,
Parmigiana at 6:45 in the morning while he's talking fiscal, I think I can have a bit of cheese. I just read something important. Carl he'll be all over this tomorrow morning.
Believe.
With his bloody Queensland bloke sit. Oh, excuse I, patting his chest. Don't worry, I'll suppress that heart attack.
Next to the very attractive lady who's on there now. I've got a crush on her.
They cycle him in and out. I don't know who the lady is at the moment.
Oh, you don't know who it is?
The lady next
Sarah
to...
Sarah Arbo? She's great.
I'm sure she is.
She's my favourite.
They're all great, mate. Carlos doesn't work with bloody losers, all right?
Yeah.
They cycle in the great birds.
No, but don't they all get promoted and he just keeps getting left behind on the...
Promoted to where, mate?
Well, Ali went to Current Affair.
Is that a promotion, is it?
I think so. That's more viewers, isn't it? When Tracy left, why would Tracy go from...
Fuck if I know. I don't know.
I'm just talking...
Bullshit.
I do feel like there's more viewers at night time.
I don't know. How could life get any better than sitting next to Carlos every day?
Would you do it?
No.
If they called you and said, we want you to do the Today Show, and then you're like, good morning, Australia. Maybe they're listening to the real news now and thinking, she could be doing the bloody...
Oh, well,
the lady bit.
I've not... Look, and I love Carlos. Don't get me wrong. I think he's terrific. I think he's hilarious. I honestly think... The way he pivots, it's called a pivot in the business. Him and Carrie Bickmore are the greatest in the world at the pivot, which means in 1 second going from laughing about
being drunk at the Logies,
but just laughing or just being gorgeous and laughing about a dog that on a surfboard, and then pivoting to a very serious, sad, terrible story and making it seem okay to have moved between those two stories in a second. You got your two maestros. You've got Carlos, Carl Stefanovic, yeah, and you've got Carrie Bickmore.
That is an art form, isn't it?
The pivot.
To be able to do that. Because absolutely. Can you imagine you're laughing at something very funny, like a funny YouTube video.
And it's got to be believable.
Yeah.
You've got to be properly laughing.
And then you're like, 50 people died.
Yes. And turning to other news now, 50 people. See, I couldn't even do it then as
you're
a
sudden laugh.
Yeah.
About 50 people dying.
Yeah, 50 people have died.
Oh, you're fine straight away, mate.
Right now when something fell on them. But in on lighter news, a dog can surf in Bali, and that has cheered up people a lot. And Bags, over to you for the weather.
Am I just the weather guy?
No.
That's all right. I can be Sam Mac's great.
I mean, sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, my point is that I could not do, I'm never getting up that early again. I'm never getting up that early. All the girls who have those, women who have those jobs with Carlos have to get up an hour earlier to go into makeup.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Mm. So no, I'm never getting up that early again. But I did read a story that they are going to love, and I'm sure it will cross their desks. And it is about hugs. This is one of their little filler stories. They'll love this. In between, people are dead. Some dogs can surf.
And the weather.
And the weather with Sam Mac. And in between... Here is a story about hugs. Apparently, we need 4 hugs a day to survive, people.
Survive?
That's what I know. That's a bit of mayo. But the point is, ideally, it says survive, the story. But ideally...
So if you're on Survivor, the TV show, and you're hugging 4 times a day, you're more likely to win the show.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, you've put it into a really interesting context there. You've taken it to an interesting place. I love what you're doing. That's why you're on the weather. Because you have to have...
I'm not on the weather,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, well, I put you on the weather and then you really ran with it.
I'm entertainment, mate.
Okay.
Richard Wilkins.
Oh, okay. You've just promoted yourself.
Do you think it's promotion?
You're off to the... Oh, shit,
I don't get as many segments as the weather
guy. Are you joking? But you go to the Oscars.
I do go to the Oscars.
Are you kidding? Yeah, you're in LA this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, you were there last weekend and you've got to hang in for some other bullshit Spirit Awards or something. Yeah,
just drinking gin everywhere.
Yeah.
On the plane.
Oh, you and Ange Bishop. Anyway, the point is, it's just a lot of fun. But the point is, you've got a great attitude and you've taken the story and you've sort of, you know, put it into an interesting context.
He does that.
He does that.
Yeah.
And God, doesn't his son, he's a chip off the old block, isn't he?
Isn't he?
Christian Wilkins.
Yeah.
You know what? I think a lot of hugs go on in the Wilkins household. And I think that's why Christian is the bloke that he is.
A legend.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a beautiful, confident performer.
Yeah.
And I think, you know.
Yeah, actually, I would say, this is very random to say, but I feel like Richard Wilkins would be a really good dad.
I agree.
Like, he's just one of those old, lovely blokes.
He is a lovely guy. I've not had a lot of interaction with him, but I have, you know, been around him a little bit, worked with him, worked adjacent to him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We've been at the same things. Sweetheart. Him and Ange Bishop both, the sweethearts.
Yeah.
And very welcoming. In the old days, I used to go and do a few red carpets for things.
Mm.
And when you're a person like me, who that's not my job, that's not my gig, I'm just there to do it once or twice, they would really take people like me under their wing. They'd show us where to stand, show us how to do it, instead of being like...
Get out of the way.
Yeah, really overprotective of their turf.
Which they could be,
totally,
right?
Totally could
be. They've got to get that good interview.
Yeah, for many reasons. They could feel like... they could feel threatened. They could feel like you're going to get under my feet and annoy me. They could feel like you could annoy Kate Blanchett before she gets to me. They could feel lots of things. Not at all. They're both really kind and really generous. So I think he probably is a great dad, and I think that is probably part of the reason. But Christian Wilkins probably got his 4 hugs a day, and it's got me thinking, this is this psychological study, right, that we should, as human beings, we thrive if we get 4 hugs a day. And I thought, I don't reckon I do, and I don't give my kids 4 hugs a day.
You're not a hugger. I've noticed that.
Well, I am. I don't hate them.
No, but whenever I come in, I'll usually go to... I didn't hug you today, by the way.
No, you didn't.
But I'll usually go in for a hug.
Mm.
You know, but you don't really... It's like I'm leading.
Yeah, you do. You're a hugger.
I'm the leader in the hugging department.
Yeah, you are. You are. But I don't knock them back.
I'm the head of hugs.
You are. You are the head of hugs in the organisation. That's so true. That's very true. You are showbiz. You were weather. But you're promoted.
But yeah, you're not a hugger. You're not a lead hugger. You're not going in for a hug.
No. But I've recently instituted the 4 hugs at home. Like I've built them in to the structure, the daily sort of structure.
Mm.
So there's a hug. Obviously, a hug is walking out the door to school, to the bus. Got to be a hug at the door.
Yeah, of course.
There's a hug as they walk back through the door.
That's two.
From the bus, from school. Mm. There's a hug at nighttime, a bedtime hug.
Yeah, so where's this fourth one
coming from? We have to have a floater.
Mm.
And if we haven't had the floater by bedtime, then sometimes we'll go for two.
Can you have a dinner hug? Like, let's have dinner,
yeah,
guys. Hug.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because, yeah, we haven't...
Where do you put it?
We haven't found a space to actually build in the fourth hug yet.
Yeah.
But, because my
Can you hug at the... You know how you put to bed?
Yes.
Can you wake up with a hug?
Well, it's tough. The wake up is, you know...
Because you get angry.
No, I try not. It's just kind of frantic. It's like, it's a, you know, that Louie's really quick into the shower. Oftentimes I do get angry trying to get Dali up, so that makes it hard to hug her. getting them downstairs, fed, shoes on, all that, that's kind of, it's a frantic hour.
Yeah.
So just to get that first hug in as they're leaving is the first opportunity usually.
Mm.
We'll find a space to build in that fourth one.
I feel like teenagers really want to be hugged right out the front of school.
yeah, so right. What about lunchtime?
Should I rock up at
lunchtime?
Yes.
Yeah, just track them down. Mummy's just here for a hug, guys. Bring it in. Anybody else? While I'm here, is there anybody else?
Well, you're just helping the kids to survive.
Who wants a cuddle?
Yeah.
That's a really, really good idea. All right. Yeah, I like it. Okay, what time is it now? I mean, all three of us could get round there.
We'll out some hugs, mate.
No.
That's too hard to get out of the chair, isn't
it? Yeah, I'm so comfortable right now. But, you know, we are going out later, so there'll be hugs later, don't worry.
Drunk hugs. Maybe you need to get drunk with the kids.
Such a good idea. They would love that.
Yeah. Or can you also give out more hugs on the weekend? You know, bank them. So if you're doing three during the week and then you're, you know, smashing out six on the weekend.
And then in the week, if they get a bit handsy, I can go, oi, ay, 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 oi, 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 come on, I banked them on the weekend, hey. Back up. I love that.
Are you still gymming?
No, I haven't.
Because you can do a gym hug. You know how you like high five and then gym and then, you know, like F45 or BFT, wherever you go.
No, and they're back at school now, so they haven't got time for the gym.
Yeah.
I could hug another person there. I could find someone else there. There's a few people I wouldn't mind hugging at my gym.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, thanks. Good idea. Right. Hug me. It's essential for my survival.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are we ready?
Oh, we're ready for the next version of the song that you recorded.
In the lobby of the hotel we're staying in.
There's a piano down there. Fortunately, Delta Goodrum wandered past.
Yeah.
You grabbed her.
That's okay. Melbourne for you.
Wow, it's a showbiz town.
We're working on an intro
yes.
for Secrets and Sparkles.
We heard a long version last week, which
was quite
fantastic.
Long, wasn't it?
It was fantastic, though.
Yeah.
But I did suggest for these purposes, you might want a shorter version.
Yeah.
Luckily,
good
Delta,
suggestion.
Delta was still hanging
around.
Well,
I was actually keen last week to play you the shorter version, but you didn't really want to hear that.
No, I thought we just wanted to, Matthew and I wanted to ruminate on the version we'd heard.
Got it. Here's the short version.
Yeah.
It's time to share your deep dark secrets with Michelle and Batsy. Tell us your secrets, we'll laugh and cry along with you. Oh yeah. Remember the girl who ruined her sister's husband? That's true. Share your secrets with us on Can We Be Real? We're here for you.
There we go.
Oh, wonderful. And that is true. Well, she did root her sister's husband. Yeah.
Go back and listen to that episode if you missed it, because gee whiz.
Ooh, amazing.
Yeah, so if you've got a secret, you want to share it on the podcast, all you have to do is go to the link in the bio or go to Michelle's Instagram page. This is very radio, isn't it? Talking over the intro of the music.
It sounds very professional.
Doesn't it?
God.
But
just love it. God, I was very zesty then, wasn't I? But I do love it. Ooh.
Anyway.
Further to that, I've got to tell you real quick, you know how I'm zesty. Well, Louis came home the other day and said to me, oh, God, someone said something at school today. And you wouldn't know it. You wouldn't understand it. It's a slang thing. And I was like, oh, try me. And he goes, oh, they said twink. And I went, oh.
What's a twink?
Well, of course I know what a twink is, as I said to him. I go, of course I know what a twink is. He goes,
a twink.
No, he goes, well, what is it? Well, it's a young, hot, a young, cute gay guy. And a kid had called another kid a twink. And I go, well, that's a compliment. He goes, no, it's not. I go, are you joking? I've never seen an ugly twink. Oh, he doesn't get it. Anyway.
Yeah, okay.
It's a fucking massive compliment. I said, I wish someone would call me a twink. Yeah, so right. Since then, I've insisted they call me a zesty twink.
Oh, God.
Whenever possible.
Doubling down there.
Yeah. All right. Right. I'm a zesty twink.
Yeah.
And don't you forget it.
Let's get into our first secret for today.
I just want to start by saying thank you for starting this podcast, because it has made me realise that I am not alone and that it's not just my fucked up life that is like this. There are others who have a dumb cunt drop kick mother too. But I also can relate to that poor lady that called up about her BPD brother. If any of my friends and family listen to this podcast, they're probably going to think that that was my secret. The only difference is I've got my brother living with me, so I don't have police bring him to my house at 3 a.m. because he's having an episode, or I don't have the police call me and say, hey, he's been arrested again. I know where he is. I know what he's doing. I can keep my eye on him. But fuck me, it drives me insane. Sometimes I wish he was dead too, but then I think, meh, I can't afford a funeral. But yeah, thank you so much for this podcast. And hugs to everyone who have fucked up family like mine.
Aww.
Oh, four hugs a day.
Oh, yeah. Hug it. Just one of my hugs goes to you. I'll go an extra
just
one.
Just one? Come on.
No, I'll go an extra one. I'll save the four for my kids and I'll bung a fifth on for you. Yeah. Oh, God. That's just, it infuriates me, the mental health system in Australia. It's just so shit.
How?
You have to be the carer for your poor brother. And I just can't imagine how you try and eke out a life for yourself while caring for your brother.
What did we say? What was the advice that we mentioned last time?
God, I can't even remember.
Wasn't it something like plan a holiday, like as in like plan a year off where you give responsibility to someone else and say, I am actually not going to be talking to them for a year or two?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you can, but it sounds like this lady probably can't. I mean, it's just so, like you can't palm off a person with serious mental illness on just anyone, and there's no mental health system in this country that will care for people. Like, there's no residential services, there's no places where people can live safely unless and until unfortunately they commit a serious crime and go to jail.
I feel like America's much worse, though, aren't they? Like, I mean, you walk around Los Angeles and it feels like there's schizophrenics all over the streets there.
Oh, well, that's it. I mean, I have seen that. But then I've had people contact me from America saying, oh, look, at least they feel as though their system's slightly ahead of ours, which I was surprised to hear because they have no universal health cover. But they've said that you can check yourself into a mental health facility in the States and your family can check you into a mental health facility and in-house.
Yeah, without even being a risk.
Right.
Yeah, in Australia, you've got to be a risk to you or someone else. But in America, you can just go like, oh, I need it.
So, yeah, we have a massive gap in Australia where there's just no help, no help, no help, no help. Oh, you killed someone. Okay, you can go to jail. And then so many people go to jail after they've committed a terrible crime and they and their families say, oh, I'm well. This is all I ever needed. Mm. I needed support. I needed residential support. I needed somewhere to live where I'm monitored.
Routine.
I'm taking my medication every day.
Yeah.
But families can't provide that, shouldn't be expected to provide that.
Yeah.
They're not healthcare
professionals. Or don't know how to provide it.
No.
Yeah.
They're not healthcare professionals.
Yeah.
And as I say, now this lady's, I can't imagine what kind of life she has for herself. Mm. So God love you.
How do you file it?
Oh, God. I don't even know how.
Be careful.
Be careful. Be so careful. There, you know, thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Be careful for yourself. I'm sorry. I wish I had. I know. I'm sure every friend you have says the same thing. I wish there was something we could do.
All right. Let's get into our next secret.
Okay. Oh, here we are. All right. So I was in a really abusive relationship with a bloke for 5 years. We were very young. When I got together, he was older, financial abusive. He wouldn't let me have access to my own money, isolated me from family and friends, very sexually abusive as well. Anyway, so that relationship ended and I got with a mutual friend of his. That was all fine. 8 years on and my ex, let's call him Steve, is now working with my current partner, so they're colleagues. So my partner is coming home from work and, you know, oh, Steve at the office and Steve, and Steve said this at work. And I find it so fucking unbelievably triggering. My current partner knows, you know, that it wasn't a great relationship, but he doesn't have, you know, details about all the sexual assault and things and all the financial things and how all the manipulation and all this shit.
I'm not a person who, I don't talk a lot about bust ups, whether they be romantic or friendships. I don't then go and tell everyone I know what happened or.
Yeah, sure. Keep it to yourself.
Yeah, I tend to. And yeah. So I recently had like, went out with a group of women and there were a couple of women there I didn't know. And they were all fantastic and, you know, we were having dinner and we were having drinks and it came up that one of the ladies and I had a person in common that we knew and I cannot stand this person.
Yeah,
and it was similar to that where she was kind of started raving on and on and on about how great this person is.
Oh, wow. Did you say something?
No.
You didn't say like, really?
No.
You didn't like let them know that you, like without saying too much,
no.
You went, oh, really?
No, for a lot of reasons. I mean, I don't want to come across as like a bitchy person. I guess I didn't want to dominate the conversation with my stories with nasty stories or bitchy stories. Mm. I didn't want her to
That's hard to do though, isn't it?
It was hard to do when you don't
like someone and you want to let people know they're a fuckwit.
Yeah, and it was hard to hear her raving on and on about this fantastic person and me thinking, oh no, they're really not fantastic at all. And
so what are you saying then when they're saying all these fantastic things?
Oh, yeah. and also I could tell she was kind of excited to think, oh, we've got a person in common.
Oh, no.
And,
so she's talking more about it.
Yeah, like we had a friend in common sort of thing. And I did at some point say, oh, we're not really friends. I did kind of let her know, no, this is not a bridge between
us.
Well,
she will get the idea from
she did,
that.
She did. Yeah. She did get the idea.
When but you say it like that.
Yeah. Eventually just went, oh, no.
How long did it take you to get to that point, though? How much did you listen to?
An hour. It wasn't an hour solid of her raving on. It just came up again and again and again. And
you know I love you, but bloody hell, I would have loved to have just been on the other side of the table just watching the conversation, knowing you going, oh, Jesus
Christ. Yeah, I was just like, listening. Oh, I've been there, yeah. Like, because she was like, oh, because I've been hanging out at that bar, you know, where she hangs out.
Oh,
and I was
no.
like, yeah, I know the one, yeah. Because another friend of ours owns it and yep. And I'm thinking, yeah, I can't go there anymore. And yeah, so, you know, and so eventually I did, because I felt like she was getting in too deep, this other lady. Like I was like, oh, girl, I've got to put you out of your misery. You've got to stop otherwise, because I knew what was going to happen is she was going to then go back and go, hey, everyone.
Let's all hang out.
You won't believe who I met the other night.
Yeah.
I met Michelle Laurie, you know, your amazing friend.
Are they going to go back and say, oh, but she did say.
Well, she might, but at least she can't go back and say she said all this stuff about you because I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything about anyone. I just said, I don't really hang out there anymore.
They're going to say, oh, what did she have to say?
Exactly. And I had nothing to say.
Beautiful.
And that's what I wanted
she did say you're not friends.
Yeah. She just said that she doesn't hang out here anymore. Mm. She just said that she doesn't really, hasn't seen you in a long time. I kind of shut it down, you know? I just went, oh, look, I don't hang out with those guys anymore. So that she'll go back and go, oh, I think I put my foot in it. Maybe I just, you know, and she just said she doesn't hang out here anymore.
Mm.
So I guess what I'm trying to get at is, you know, at some point you have to say to your boyfriend, and surely if he knows that this guy's your ex-boyfriend, there's a reason he's your ex. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but you don't always think it's
no, it's obviously he doesn't
financial
need
abuse. He wouldn't know it's sexual abuse.
Abuse, no. But I would never talk to you about an ex-girlfriend, even though you've got great relationships with your exes.
Actually, I remember.
Although
when
we did
started,
talk a lot about cabin crew, but yeah,
we did. When we first started working together at KISS, yeah. I'd just gone through a breakup, and you'd worked with my ex at the other radio station,
right.
And I thought, oh, you're going to know everything, all the drama, because it was in the fresh pocket. And you didn't bring it up once.
No, I don't.
You didn't actually, but I was always looking at you thinking, fuck, you know that we argued over the couch, or you know that we, you know what I mean? Like, you know all of the shit
even
that we went through.
Even if I do know, I'm pretty good.
Yeah, well, you're not going to bring it up with your coworker and go, geez, mate, you're a bit of an arsehole, aren't you?
I'm not going to bring it up. And off. Usually I don't think it. Like, usually, unless, like, it's got to be pretty evil. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, usually I understand in a breakup, it swings and roundabouts. Yeah. Like,
you got to throw some barbs in there.
People break up.
Yeah.
You know, usually I'd have to have some evidence that something pretty shit has gone down.
Yeah.
But even when you're in a relationship, like, I think it's pretty weird to come home constantly talking about, Steve this and Steve that. If he's your partner's ex, I don't think she wants to hear about him.
At all.
No. At all.
No.
Even if nothing hideous happened in their relationship.
I want to point out, though, that she has kept it really tight here because she dated his friend.
No, I don't think they were friends. Isn't this a coincidence
the mutual friend?
I thought her partner just started working with her ex.
No, they said mutual friend.
Oh, yeah. She's dating.
She kind of has.
In the friend
as
group.
As much as all of this is wrong, what he has done. She did keep it in the like, you know, that's where I guess some of this problem is coming from, right?
Oh, right. Yeah, I missed that. I was thinking, oh, like her boyfriend's working at Domino's, and then all of a sudden one day Steve walks in and he starts working at Domino's. I'm like, who's got the butt plug? But no. Okay, so I got confused. Well, I mean, either way,
annoying.
She just needs to say to her boyfriend, stop talking about him. I fucking hate him.
Yeah,
that's simple.
It's simple, isn't it? Yeah.
It's
how do
that
you file
simple.
It?
Be careful.
Sorry.
Just catch your nuts in your zip.
I just sat on a nut.
Ah, there you go. I knew it was not related. See, it was a nut face. I knew it was not related. He's sitting across from me as I'm handing out very important advice. And he pulled a nut face. And I was like, someone's heard a nut.
How did you know that, though?
It's a nut face.
Fuck, what's a
days.
What's a nut face?
Well, how old am I? I'm old enough to know a nut face when I see one.
Fuck, it was painful.
I've heard enough nuts in my life. I know what the face looks like. Busted enough balls in my life to know what the face looks like. So that's what you need to do, my darling. Bust your boyfriend's balls and say to him, stop talking about that jerk. I dropped him for a reason and I don't want to hear about him. Mm. You got that, buddy? Say it like that.
I wonder if there's any like nutbag moments happening on Life Uncut. I don't.
Oh, look. I mean, I would suggest they introduce some.
Don't they?
Yeah, pop a few nuts in there.
What happens? So if
is one of them married to that Matty guy? Is that
Matty J?
Great. Well, he... Oh, look, he's a great down-to-earth bloke.
Isn't he?
He's a dad.
Yeah.
He'd be talking
he's such a nice guy.
Nuts all day long.
Super nice.
Super nice guy.
I almost think...
But nice guys have nuts.
But I always think sometimes when someone's that nice, there's got to be something wrong.
No,
don't you think?
No. I
think you can't be that perfect.
No, I think he's simple.
Yeah. All right.
He's just a simple, nice guy.
All right.
Don't overthink it.
All right.
Nothing. No, there's nothing more there. Don't go looking for things that aren't there.
Let's get into our next secret.
Sure.
Hi, Michelle and Bags. Hi. Just want to start by saying that I love your show. Yeah. So my secret is I live in a small rural town where basically everyone knows everyone. My sister also lives there with her husband and kids, and they have... Unfortunately, they have the town busybody living next door to them. And now this woman is like the town sheriff without a badge. She's just literally into everyone's business. A few things she's done in the past. She's rang the ranger a few times on them about their little dog barking. And she once told my brother-in-law that he should park his work vehicle up the road because, quote unquote, it cheapens the street being parked in front of their very own house. A few weeks ago, she complained that my niece and nephew made too much noise when they bounced their basketball in their driveway. And she said that they should use the local basketball court or she was going to lodge a noise complaint. So as soon as I heard that, I started an email address in her name and I requested a home visit at 7 o'clock on any given Tuesday because I know that she'll be home from the good old Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah, because they're pretty persistent, aren't they?
Oh, that's so kind.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, that's kind.
Because it's innocent.
Yeah, yeah.
And but it's fucking annoying. Yeah.
Oh, God. I mean, yeah, literally. Oh, God. Here comes God up this bloody God's mates. Oh, that's sweet.
And because how often would they get those emails? Never.
Never.
Right? So they're probably all running over to that.
Can you do that? They're like, oi, we got one. We got one. What?
Let's go.
We got one. Jeez.
Bring your hymns. Let's get out
of
there.
Yeah, let's get over there. That's amazing.
Do they have hymns?
Send the A-team.
Do they have,
I don't know.
They sing?
I don't know what they do apart from pop over.
Any
God bless.
Any facts on the Jehovah's Witness?
They bring
you could just fire at
the
us.
The Jehovah's.
They're singing.
They're singing.
What about?
Yeah, they're singing.
What are they singing?
Jehovah,
well,
mate.
Usually singing. Yeah.
Well, we asked you to sing on the last episode.
Well, he's not singing. They
what
sing.
What do you give us a bit?
Do
of
they
what?
Have the Watchtower? Is that the Jehovah's?
That's them.
That's their magazine.
Yeah.
The Watchtower.
Maybe the next opener for the Secrets and Sparkles could be one of their songs.
I mean.
Scary.
Why not?
It'd just be all, you know.
Just hymns.
Biblical.
My kids went to their first ever church service the other week, at kick off the year at the Catholic school.
Mm.
They went to Mass. And, I mean, I was raised Catholic, so I went to Mass, you know, constantly. And my daughter, Dali, she's still reckon it. If you rang her right now, she'd tell you this. She reckons it went for 3 hours.
It does feel like it. I get it.
That's what everyone says to her.
Yeah.
It felt like it, Dali. She's like, no,
so it's
it went
still
for 3 hours.
That shit.
And we're like, Dali, it didn't go for 3 hours, mate. I said, Dali, I've been to thousands of Masses. My mum has been to hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
They don't go for 3 hours. I'm like, mate,
also,
an hour tops.
You've sent them there at a really bad time. Because it's Lent, right? So that means
Look at you.
Yeah, I know. I'm a Catholic boy.
Christ almighty.
So they're going to have palm trees out and doing all the Pancake Tuesday and all the dumb things that they do.
I don't even think it was Lent yet, mate. When does Lent start?
Cause I don't know. Isn't it near Easter?
Yeah, but they went the first week of February. Was their first Mass. So I'm sure it was. There was no palm trees.
Maybe it's got a good run-up.
Yeah, there were no palm trees. There was no donkey.
Three wise men?
No, this was standard Mass. And this bitch reckons it went for 3 hours. I'm like, you're on drugs. 45 to 60 minutes, standard Mass.
Yeah.
She's like, 3 hours.
What are they talking about? Did you ever listen to what they say?
No.
Fuck, they talk like just for hours about stuff.
Yeah.
And you're like,
stuff. But
is anyone listening in that room?
Mum might be. My mum. She likes it. She still goes of her own free will.
And on the third day, is it like that still?
No.
And then, you know, like on The Simpsons with the priest who does the...
Oh, Reverend Lovejoy.
Reverend Lovejoy.
No, remember there's your standard bits and then they only get to freestyle for that couple of minutes in the sort of at the two thirds mark.
Yeah. That's the part they get excited about.
The homily.
Yeah.
That's their freestyle. They only get to do that. But the rest is just standard, you know. It means something, rise and rise again and all that stuff. It's a long time since I've been.
You can only
forget the script.
We're Catholic, so we can laugh at it.
Oh, yeah.
We can have a laugh
at it. You've got to laugh. Anyway, so, but the Jehovah's, I don't know what their crack is. I think they go to church on Saturdays, from memory.
That's surprising.
I think they're a Saturday gang. Yes. Well, don't come around to my house to tell me if you're listening. just drop me an email. Well, that will suffice.
We should sign Michelle up.
Don't you They did come around once to this house we're in. I remember that, and they were ever so sweet, and they had their watchtowers with them and all that. And they're very, you know, and you just say to them, no thanks, and they're like, all right, as you are.
But
if they
got an email from you, they'd be like, but are you sure?
Oh, can you imagine? You'd never get rid of them. If you send them an email, imagine, and you go, what are you doing? No, they'd think, oh, no, we know you do want us here. You emailed. She's just pretending. We don't, you know. Yeah. Oh, God. I love that revenge. And I love that this lady's doing it for her sister. She's so sweet. She loves her sister so much.
Mm.
And she's just wanting to, you know, really deal with this bitchy neighbour.
Yeah. Anyone in Neutral Bay you're thinking about sending around some Jehovah's Witnesses to?
No.
She's not busy at the moment, so
she's always busy, mate.
Is she?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like she's not that busy.
Yeah, she's in court.
Still?
Yeah, they're back on.
Oh, God, poor thing.
Yeah, they're back on. Yes.
They're back on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So how do you file it?
Oh, God, I file it under I love it. Mm. I love the revenge by Jehovah's Witness.
Mm. All right, let's get into our final secret.
Hey, Michelle and Bags. Love the show. Helped me get through a breakup and a few extra things, but that's not why I'm sending my secret in. My secret is my half-sibling got caught dealing drugs a few years ago, spent 18 months in jail, come out the other side, all well and good. It's now come to light a few months ago that he's been dealing again, so I thought I'd put an anonymous tip in through Crime Stoppers. Well, now the police are onto him, and he now spends his late nights and early mornings trying to hide all his gear, and, well, let's just say you ruined my family once, you're not doing it again. Don't drop the soap, babe.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sending your sibling to jail. Your half-sibling to
jail. Half-sibling, which would be easier.
At least 50% like, easier. Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. Well, okay, but I'm picking up on the clues. You ruined my family once.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's, yeah.
I'm talking drugs here, so.
Yeah, very stressful on everybody. Oh, God, these are so hard, aren't they? These stories about family members who are just, like, so stressful.
But also, don't drop the soap. That's really like you're asking for some real pain there.
Oh, it's just the old. Yeah.
I know what it means, mate.
I know. And it does. Like, I don't think it means that actually literally. Oh, I think it's just the idea of you going
sounded,
to jail.
Yeah, but that sounded a bit like, you know.
Yeah, I know what it sounds like. But
you're going
to
get.
Surely they're not actually actively hoping for that to happen. I think it's just like you go to jail again. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I can't imagine hoping. I can't imagine being in a situation where I had to call the police on my siblings. But God knows, I've known people who have, and no one ever does it lightly.
Because then they know that you're the person that did that, and then there's the, you know, they get walked out of the house, and then you're the one going, sorry, mate.
Everyone in your family knows, though. Like, if this is a half-sibling, you share a parent.
Yeah.
So that parent, you know, you've got that parent, you know it's going to break their hearts. And
oh, man.
I was watching the other day a documentary about something, and this woman said, you know, I never thought in my life I would call the police on my own child. Having tried everything, having sent your child to rehab 12 times since they were 14, and then going through all the levels, down through the levels of having your child lie to you, steal from you, steal from your neighbours and all of that, and then having your child disappear. And so this lady called the police because she couldn't find her. Basically, she couldn't find her own child, but she knew that she'd stolen from her. And yeah, I mean, it's hard to imagine getting to that place with your own kid.
The image that I get in my head is of the movie Blow with Johnny Depp, and then the mum has to call the police on Johnny Depp because he's dealing drugs so much, and then the police come around to pick him up from the house, and she's standing out the front like, I told you, you shouldn't have, you know, and she had to dob him in and send him into the cops. And it's just like, I can imagine how dramatic that scene is where someone's getting dragged away, but they are the one that had to call for them to be dragged away, and they're their own blood.
Yeah. Ugh. I don't even know what to say, except be careful, I guess, is the only thing you can say. Families are hard. We've talked about it a lot on this show. You know, we've had a lot of people leave us secrets about having to care for family members with serious mental illness, which is what drug addiction is. It is a serious mental illness, and it's really hard to treat it that way when you've got a family member with an addiction, because they make you so mad and they make you hate them. So it's really hard to treat it like an illness.
And there's that why, there's that kind of barb at the end of this
secret.
I think
you're right.
Where he has that hatred because of what he's done to the family, yeah.
I think you're right. I think you do end up hating them.
Yeah, wow.
And it's really hard to think of it as an illness after a while. Yeah, because they hurt you so badly.
Well, that is it for today's episode. If you have a secret, you want to share it, all you have to do is go to the link in the bio of this podcast or go to Michelle's Instagram page. If you could follow and subscribe, that will help us to grow up the charts and get Can We Be Real out there. And if you can share this podcast with a friend, that would help us as well. We will see you next Tuesday.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.